It's nice to meet all of you. I'm familiar though, most of you I don't know. My name is Meyer Goodman. I'm in the Collegian. I've been at NYU a long time. When I started, I was in WC for about 4 years. And we lived at Kapusta for many years together. And I used to have more to do this year, but the past few years hasn't worked out so much. So it's nice to have an opportunity to share people with you. I actually want to share with you something that Rebbe and I learned together when she was running the Sefer Sukkah. And I want to share it with you because I think it will, I hope, help to contextualize what we try and accomplish in our years in Shir. See, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us a klal, ha'oisik b'mitzvah batei b'mitzvah. And the Mishnah there says that shluchei mitzvah are turim in the Sukkah. And Rashi says that shluchei mitzvah means a hoilech with bar mitzvah. It doesn't mean someone who was sent as like a mystic or shaliach to do a mitzvah. It means someone who's on his way to do a mitzvah. And Rashi gives a couple examples. A hoilech yom ha'toyro, but mahaki b'nei rabbi. If someone going on their way to yeshiva, or they're going to mahaki b'nei rabbi on yom tiv, the halacha is the potim in the sukkah because the oisim is the potim in the sukkah. And the Oyman Craig, the Gemara might taught me. And the Gemara there says, it learns out from Sukkim, that when it comes to Talmud Torah, there's a difference between a mitzvah she'efshir la'asoy sa'yidei chayirin and a mitzvah she'i'efshir la'asoy sa'yidei chayirin. So if you're in the middle of learning Torah and the mitzvah comes up, but it's a mitzvah that other people could do. So like you're learning and you look across the street and you see an old woman needs help crossing the street. So it's for someone else to do it, so you don't have to stop your Talmud Torah to do it. But if it's a mitzvah she'yesh la'asas adei chayrim, like what? Like you have to sit in the sukkah. So then the halacha is, you put down your gemara, and you go sit in the sukkah. It's time for hadlakas neiris. You know, so you put down your gemara, and you go do mitzvah hadlakas neiris in Chanukah. A mitzvah she'yesh la'asas adei chayrim, we don't say, oh, I say mitzvah patim mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. So the chayim ask, if when you're in the middle of learning, and let's say you wanna you know it's nighttime, you wanna eat something, that's a better example. You wanna eat something. So you have to go into the sukkah to eat. Because you're not punching into sukkah. Then a ha'ilech l'ilmud Torah, if someone is on his way to yeshiva, he's not in the middle of learning. He's going on his way to learn. And he should be punching in yeshiva sukkah, midina oisik mitzvah potim in the mitzvah. If someone in the middle of learning can't be mispackled for the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, then why is it someone on his way to learn? It's part of mitzvah sukkah, mitzvah oisik mitzvah potim in the mitzvah. So the Or Shemayach in Hilchos Talmud Torah says that when Rashi is hoilech l'ilmud Torah, he doesn't mean that this guy is on his way to a Beis Medrash. He's going to go sit in the Beis Medrash, open up his Gemara, and learn by himself. It means that this person is going to go learn by a Rebbe. He's going to do what the Or Shemayach says is shimush talmidei chacham. What is shimush talmidei chacham? So Or Shemayach says, there's a Gemara Brachas. Gemara Brachas says, maybe you've seen this Gemara before, Eizu Am Arutz, Kol She Kara Vishana, someone learned Tanakh, and learned Mishnayas, Velo Shimesh Talmidei Chachamim. He didn't do Shimesh Talmidei Chachamim, he's called Am Arutz. What's Shimesh Talmidei Chachamim? So says Rashi, that's Gemara. It means to learn the Svaras of the Torah, to make Chilukim between Mishnayas, to ask kashas. The master of Vitri has the lashon shimush talmidei chacham means lisvor svara, to say svaras. So who's an amaretz? Someone who he knows Tanakh, he knows Mishnayos, but he doesn't know how to learn. He doesn't know how to make kilukim, how to say svaras, how to ask kashas, how to read rishonim. He doesn't have the ability to do. And the Or Shemayach says shimush talmidei chacham is greater than Talmud Torah. Where do you see this? So he quotes, there's a Tosin Ksuvis. Tosin Ksuvis brings a story. It's from Maseches Derech Eretz Zuta. It says, Rabbi Kiva, it says, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Tchilas Tashmishi L'Tnei Chachamim. When Rabbi Kiva was starting to learn by Yitzhak Bein. Tanachas eis mahalach b'derech. One day, Rabbi Akiva was walking around along the road. Matzasi meis mitzvah, and he saw a meis mitzvah, a body that was lying down the road that had to have kvura. V'nitpalti by dalad milim. I picked him up and I dealt with him for the length of dalad milim. Ad shevesu leisek forest v'kabartiv. I brought him to a cemetery and I buried him there. And then he went and he told his rebbeim, Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua. And Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Akiva, "Akopsiya upsiya ki ilu shafachta dam naki." For every step you took, it's as if you murdered an innocent man. Because shimush talmid chacham is greater than anything else. So even though the halacha is, the Gemara Ksuvah says the halacha is mevatlin talmid Torah lahotzas meis, and we know meis mitzvah is one of the greatest mitzvahs you could possibly think of. And you'd stop everything for Meis Mitzvah. You certainly stop learning for Meis Mitzvah. But Shimush Talmidei Chacham, you wouldn't stop for Meis Mitzvah. It says the word of Matthew sitting here, Shimush Talmidei Chacham is more important than anything else in the world. And that's what Rabbi Akiva Zerbeim told him, Akopsiyo Upsiyo Kilo Shafachta Danoki. Because you had no right to go deal with the Meis Mitzvah. Someone else will deal with it. But you would be Meshamish Talmidei Chacham, you had to stay there and you couldn't be Mizbakel from that. So says the Or Samech, you see here this Yisod, that Shimush Talmidei Chacham is more important than anything else. So even though there's a klal that a Oisik Mitzvah, Potim in the Mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah, it would apply to Shimush Talmidei Chacham. I can Or Samech. That's very hard to understand. Why would there be a difference between Oisik Mitzvah, Potim in the Mitzvah between Shimush Talmidei Chacham and regular Talmud Torah? Shimush Talmidei Chacham is so important, yeah. If it's so important, then, it still really doesn't explain why there should be a difference in the Eisim Mitzvah and the Mitzvah. So when I learned the Sugya with Rebbe many years ago, we came across Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi says that the reason why there's a halacha when it comes to Talmud Torah, we don't say Eisim Mitzvah and the Mitzvah. Rebbe, you have to put down your Gemara and go do the Mitzvah. Yerushalmi says it's because Torah has to be Amunas La'asos. And if you're learning, and the mitzvah comes into your hands, and you don't put down your gemara, do the mitzvah, so it means that your learning is lacking the quality of al menas la'asos. You're not learning in order to do. The whole point of your learning is to acquire the knowledge you need to do mitzvahs. So if a mitzvah comes your way, and you don't do the mitzvah, that means that you're not really learning in order to do mitzvahs. It's felt in your al menas la'asos, your Talmud Torah. But that's true when your Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah, not Shimush Talmidei Chacham. Because Talmud Torah means you're sitting and you're learning and you're acquiring knowledge, you're being Ma'ayan, you're trying to be a Suki Shmaitz, a Libet Hilfasa. That's not what Shimush Talmidei Chacham is. Shimush Talmidei Chacham, learning how to say Sfaris, how to make Chilukim, how to ask Kashas, how to Chilutzim, essentially learning how to learn, if you miss out on that opportunity to do Shimush Talmidei Chacham, so it will impact your stature as a Lamdin and Talmud Chacham for the rest of your life. It's like Ein Lecha Al Menas La'asos B'Dei Lemizu. If you don't do your Shimush Talmidei Chacham, then in the future your ability to learn properly La'asuki Shmaitz Liv Dehilkasa is going to be hindered. So then that learning is not going to be at such a high mile that you'll be able to be a Sufi Shmaitzi in the Hilfa Sof. It's like regular learning, you're sitting down, you're not a Bochan Yeshiva anymore, you're a Balabos now, you're sitting and you're learning, you're acquiring knowledge, learning Halacha. So that learning has the Yom HaNas La'asos. And if you don't do a mitzvah, when the mitzvah comes into your hands, so that's a chisar in your learning. But when you're doing Shimush Talmidei Chacham, when you're learning from a Rebbe how to think, how to understand the internal logic of the Torah, that learning is what's going to prop you up on your feet and allow you for the rest of your life to have access to Torah. So that's why Shimush Talmidei Chacham falls under the general rules of ha'osik nisipatim mitzvah. And it doesn't have the same limitation that Talmud Torah has. And that's the explanation for the Aras HaNeir Chumash Rashi. I'll tell you a fascinating thing. There's a tshuva in the Marach Bar Zeruah. Marach Bar Zeruah was the son of Bar Zeruah. You know the tshuva in the Marach Bar Zeruah? Have you said it before?
I was here for the sugya.
Were you? Really?
That's my post Pesach.
Wow. That's your post Pesach? Okay. So there's a Marach Bar Zeruah. Marach Bar Zeruah says a fascinating thing. He says, Talmidim who are learning in yeshiva by a Rebbe are potter mikol mitzvos. I'm not saying that this is the halacha. But Marach Bar Zeruah says that's halacha. I could have got that. He says, if they want to put on tefillin, can they make a bracha or not? That's machlokes poskim. If you're osi mitzvah, potter mitzvah, can you do another mitzvah? If you do, can you make a bracha? It's a whole deal in the Gemara and Sukkah, the Rishayim talk about, the Ran, the Ritva. But the main point that Talmidim who are learning in yeshiva are potter in a mitzvah, where does that come from? But the halacha is that osi mitzvah Talmud Torah is not potter in a mitzvah. You have to daven, you have to put on tefillin, you have to say brachas, you have to do all the other mitzvahs they have to do during the day. It's because the Marach Bar Zeruah was talking about Talmidim, young Talmidim who are by a Rebbe, who are learning how to be Mishamish Talmidim Chachamim. When it comes to Shimush Talmidim Chachamim, I always learn fucking mitzvah because Ein Lecha Manas Asa Explain the Mizuh. So that's the first thing I want to bring out. At the point of Shimush Talmidim Chachamim is to acquire the skills in learning that you're going to need for Torah to be open and accessible to you for the rest of your life. One other point, I'll just quickly make one other point, and then we can, happy to schmooze if you like. There's a steer in the Gemara, what Shimush Talmidei Chachamim means. Because on one hand, we have this Rashi, who says that Shimush Talmidei Chachamim means you know how to say Sfaras and Chilukim and Kashim, etc. But there's a Gemara Brachas that says, in the name of Shimba Yochai, G'doy l'shimusha yoytzim l'limuda. Anyone know what pasuk does he bring as a raya? G'doy l'shimusha yoytzim l'limuda. What's his raya? That shimusha l'meichom is better. Quotes a pasuk about Elisha. It says, Pay Elisha ben Shafat. Here's Elisha ben Shafat. Asher yutzak mayim al yaday Eliyahu. Al yad Eliyahu. Pasuk is identifying Elisha. It says, here is Elisha ben Shafat. And what's so special about Elisha? That he poured water on Eliyahu's hands. Says Rishon Yochai, Vomad Eliyahu Nema. Doesn't say he learned from Eliyahu. It says he poured water on Eliyahu's hands. And that's what he refers to as Shimusha. Shimusha Nechomim. If I were to ask you, B'Pshuta, what does Shimush mean? Shimush means Mishamish, to serve. So it means you bathe your Rebbe's hands. That's what Elisha did for Eliyahu. So what is Shimusha Nechomim? Is it bathing your Rebbe's hands, getting him a drink of water, bringing him pizza, tying his shoes, or is it learning Gemara? I think the answer is like this. You learned the Sugya Makivinikov this year, yeah? Did you see the Gemara case on a regular about Zenenem Zelachoser in Bava Kamma? Where is it? Chaf Aleph? Chafim Beis? So the Gemara Zabaya, Adar B'chatzachadar Shlomi Daito, Sorry, Chalos Lusar. Sorry, Chalos Lusar. Who were the? Anyone remember who was talking to who? Chizda Tzvayim Bar Chama. Chizda asked his Baya Tzvayim. What did Tzvayim Bar Chama say to Chizda before Chizda answered the Baya? He said, "Remember, Lechit Mishamishli. I'll give you an answer once you Mishamish me." And what did he do? So he took his sudur and he folded it. That was pshat. Why? He wouldn't tell him something until he was mishamish him. So Shimon in his Akdama quotes something from his brother-in-law. And he says, Pshat like this. When it comes to learning, so learning can be very complicated. And sometimes the Pshat is very deep. And if you see yourself as an equal to your Rebbe, if your Rebbe says something and you don't understand it, well, the same thing. If you have a conversation with your friend says something, and it doesn't sink in, so what are you going to assume? You're going to assume that it doesn't make sense because it's wrong, and then you won't listen to it. But when it comes to a Rebbe, you have to look at your Rebbe as someone who knows a lot more than you do, and you have to misbattle yourself to your Rebbe. So that way, if your Rebbe says something that you don't immediately chap, it doesn't make sense to you. So you're not kol the chisarn bo. You don't say it's his fault. You say the chisarn is in you, that you just haven't understood it yet. And you put in the work to understand it. Rav Shimon said this on his sefer. Rav Shimon said, my sefer is so complicated that you're going to read it. And if you're not used to the derech halimud, you might think I'm crazy. But don't think I'm crazy. There's actually something I want to teach you, so have a little hispanos. Not everyone can open their sefer that way. But anyway, that's what Rav Shimon says. So that's the Shabbos. The Chita Shabbos means, he's saying, I'm going to give you a teirus that's very deep. If you know the Gemara, it's actually very unclear what the teirus is, and it's not so posh that it's so deep. It's like, Gemara rejects it immediately. So look in my sefer in case it's a regular, and you'll see an answer. But you say, I'm going to tell you something very deep. If for you to chap, you have to be mispatel yourself to me. And if you're mispatel, then you'll be a kli that's mukhan to understand things. There's no steer in what Shimush Lamiricham is. Shimush Lamiricham are both. Shimush Lamiricham is to learn the Sfaris, to learn the Seichel HaTorah, to learn the eternal logic of the Torah, to learn how to learn from your Rebbe. But to do that, you have to have mispatel to your Rebbe. That's the most important condition to learn. When you go to shir and something's difficult in shir, you have to be spackless. You work as hard as you can to make it make sense. If after you work very hard it doesn't make sense, fine, okay. Sometimes that happens. But that's a necessary prerequisite for being able to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish in shir. Look, I wanted to share these two points with you because I think it helps contextualize what we're trying to do in our, you know, in our youth when we sit here in shir. We're being the Shamish Lamiyah coming. And the reason why we do that is because that's what's going to enable us to have access to Torah. Without it, we are deficient in our skills of learning. So we have to learn from someone himself, learn from Rebbeim, how to read Rishayim, how to Medayim, how to Chesed Chochmah. And to do that, we have to have these battles. We have to look at a Rebbe as someone who, not just someone who's worthwhile to learn from. But you need these battles in the same way that Eliyahu HaNavi was Meshamish, that Elisha was Meshamish Eliyahu HaNavi. That's how you have to look up to your Rebbe. I don't want to say Moser. I'll say one thing, and then I'll finish. I know a lot of people coming into yeshiva, especially from, maybe many of you share the same background, where you know maybe you weren't learning seriously in high school. I'm sure some of you were learning very seriously in high school. Maybe some of you finished Shas in high school. No clue. Anyone here finished Shas in high school? Okay, fine. I didn't either. I went to a pluralistic co-ed high school, so beat that. But many of us think that we didn't learn seriously in high school. So then you go to yeshiva, and you're supercharged to learn. And you come to YU, and we know we only have a few limited years here. You know, not everyone's going to stay here for 10 years. I don't know if I'd recommend for everyone to stay here for 10 years. So I know a lot of us have this big push that we have to learn as much as possible. And sometimes learning as much as possible, that drive sort of convinces us that we should focus on the quantity of our learning as opposed to quality of our learning. We want to gorge ourselves with as many dapik gemar as we can. And it's not a bad motivation. But if that means that, then you look at your morning seder and your shir and you say, you know, I've learned, what, 7, 8 black gemar in the year. What have I done? When I can sit all day and I'll learn the kilos, I'll learn all above a master 5 times. Whatever. I think that's a mistake. Because the 8 blat that you're learning here in Morning Seder with Rebbe is going to stand in your stead and is going to be more important to you than the 100, 200, 300 blat you could learn otherwise. Or 50, or whatever it is, or whatever your capabilities are. Because what you're doing here, this is what's going to make you into Lamdan and Talmid Chacham B'nai Torah. To come to Shir, to learn by Rebbe, to work hard, to Chazer Shir. Those eight blat will change your life. I'm not here to give Moser. I'm here to give Shavah. Because I really want to tell each and every one of you that what you're doing here is exactly what you're meant to be doing. Ashrecha, you're doing exactly what you're meant to be doing. I know a lot of you have peers who did not choose this direction in life. They may have gone to different places, even from YU. They didn't necessarily decide to be Bnei Yeshiva. And you've decided to dedicate your time and your energy to being Bnei Yeshiva, to doing Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, can tell you there's nothing else more important in the world. And Hashem should bless you. Shvogo, Michael, Chayo, Milo, Milo, and Fire, and Shalom. If you want to schmooze, you have any questions, I'm happy to.